Want to know who's who in the Jeffrey Epstein Zoo? Journalists Lisa and Jen bring you the ultimate deep dive. Prince Andrew's crimes are just the start. We'll lay it all out.
Listeners are advised that this podcast contains strong language and adult themes. Discretion is advised. Hello and welcome to the Prince and the Pervert podcast. I'm Lisa Tate.
I'm Jen Tarrant.
And today we are going to take a slightly different route. We're going to be looking at the women in the life of Jeffrey Epstein. Now, we're not doing Ghislaine Maxwell because we've spoken about her a lot, but we're looking at the other women who essentially allowed Epstein to run his sex trafficking business like it was a McDonald's.
But the thing is, are these women associates or were they victims? Is there Stockholm Syndrome?
Yes, that is what I would like some feedback from the audience with, because I really do think that there's a grey area here, that some of the victims went on to be schedulers.
It's like he's wrapped them up in a nice neat bow, some of his victims. They can't go forward now to the police because they're implicated later on supplying him with other girls.
Yes, and I imagine some of them, not all of them, are quite traumatised.
Very traumatised. You're a teenager, possibly have issues, as in a lot of the girls were in foster care, broken families, runaways, possibly drugs, sex abuse. Then you were thrown into a different form of sex abuse, but it was a nicer surrounding. Then there's blackmail of photos, film. You're suddenly trained up as a pilot or secretarial and you're flown around the world, even though...
Yes, even though you may have been exposed to the most vicious abuse. Now, it's not for us to determine whether these people are guilty or not, because they've all claimed that they're innocent or they've claimed the Fifth Amendment, so they don't want to incriminate themselves. But they were mentioned in the 2008 charges and they were given a strange immunity deal, just like Epstein.
It's weird, but now that immunity deal is being questioned. Will it stand up under the jurisdiction of the New York courts?
Or is it unconstitutional because it erodes the victims' rights?
And it's about the victims. That's why we're here.
Exactly. I am so fed up with this. I'm sick of reading about Prince Andrew just running around, living his normal life. Where the hell is Ghislaine? There, I don't think she's going to do that TV interview.
I think that was a bit of a furphy, as we say. She's thrown something just so she keeps relevant, but she's not going to come forward.
Look, excuse the French here, but I'm sick of her fucking with us. So either come out or hopefully you'll be arrested one day. But today is not about Ghislaine. Today is about these four women, and there were some extras, but I wanted to start with Leslie Groff. Now, she was an alleged sex recruiter, and she worked as Epstein's executive assistant for nearly 20 years.
Well, straight off the bat, at the moment she's about 52, 53.
Yep.
So she would have been too old to take his attention, grab his eye. So this is someone who you probably wouldn't class as a victim, Stockholm Syndrome becomes associate. She skipped those first two steps. I think she came in as an associate.
Yes, and there's a lot of information out and about around her, but she said in a 2005 interview she would answer Epstein's phone and manage his schedule, which led to a bond between the two. Oh, where's my violin?
Seriously? But isn't that the role she's supposed to do if answering the phone? That's a job. You don't suddenly become mind-melded with your, you know, your boss because you answer his phone.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, your mind is like his.
Exactly. And Groff is now living the life of a mum. She's got a couple of kids in normal suburban America. So she said she could almost read his mind. Well,
really?
That's traumatising.
Oh, I'd be traumatised over that, unless, of course, she was that type of person.
Apparently she said she's shocked and deeply distraught, according to her lawyer. But She was given access to a fancy hair salon.
That's the one who had the tab at the hair salon, so she could go any time to get a hair fussed up.
And she got a Mercedes after maternity leave, and Epstein allowed her to have a nanny. He paid for it. She was that integral to the McDonald's business.
She's a huge player then. She's not just a secretary answering the phone and scheduling. She was a keeper of secrets.
Yes, I think so. But interestingly, they were allowed to get takeaway meals from a fancy restaurant where they were on the Upper East Side. But he made sure that Leslie didn't eat a lot because he likes his women on the thin side.
That's right. He likes them lean, thin, and not too curvy. So we're safe.
Yes.
Well, I'm safe, definitely.
He goes for blondes.
Mm.
So we are definitely, not his types. But, you know, he gave her a fancy car, nanny, and she said she could read his mind. There was an article actually about how they worked in sync.
In sync?
Yes. What a great executive assistant she was.
Wow.
Yeah. So certainly Groff, I think, knows quite a lot, especially when she managed his schedule.
So she'd know names or at least nicknames, or maybe they numbered the girls. The girls had a number. She would know the extent or the number of children who were brought in to massage him.
That's interesting you mention that, because according to the 2008 deposition for that case, Groff also managed the travel and accommodation for many of the underage girls. Oh, come on, Leslie, come on.
Spill it. You know more than what you're saying, and I hope that there is no plea deal standing up for New York. I hope you get hauled in.
Yep, you certainly need to answer some questions. But we've got some other women as well. Now, one of them is Sarah Kellen, and she started out, she was the second in command to House Madam Ghislaine Maxwell. Some people called her the lieutenant. She's accused of recruiting and scheduling Epstein's sex sessions in his Palm Beach mansion in the early 2000s. So she laid out the oils and the lotions in the rooms where the sex abuse occurred.
But her age, she's about 40.
Yes.
So she could have been of the age, been one of the children he molested.
Well, the Toronto Sun gave this background info. She was born into the Jehovah's Witness community and married at 17. And like other victims, she was extremely vulnerable, struggling financially and emotionally.
Straight away there, early marriage, religious cult, probably very low education levels because she's just a female, therefore a breeder, therefore you get married early, why waste resources?
Yep.
She's a classic victim.
So very soon after that, she was brought into Epstein's world. He began to sexually abuse her. And this abuse went on for years. So apparently these days she's extremely traumatized by what she went through. Oh, I just don't know. Well, it's not for us to judge because we're not in a court. But how far is too far if you're a victim or you become a participant?
Well, she's gone from victim to participant. Was it a situation where she was given no choice, that she had to start learning the business side of it, not just being the victim? Was there blackmail involved? Was it a case of she no longer had any roots in the world except for this small circle of pedophiles? She may not have had anywhere else to turn to. Her own birth family may have rejected her because they had an idea of what she'd been doing and would have blamed her rather than, Epstein.
Exactly.
So maybe she was completely ostracised from the only people who could have saved her. But Stockholm syndrome.
Yep.
Massive Stockholm syndrome.
They mess with your brain, these pedophiles. They groom you. And he kept her there. And I've seen some photos where she was pretty high up in the organisation. Her and Ghislaine went to the launch of Madonna's children's book.
Really?
Yeah, I'll put it up on the website and on the Facebook page. There's photos. The two of them at the launch of Madge's children's book.
Oh, dear. I've also heard reports that she's tried to physically remove her looks from the whole ring by dyeing her hair dark brown, because we know that he liked the blondes and, well, a hairdresser's tab for, you know, for Leslie. It's quite obvious that Epstein wanted them to keep the blonde look.
And she probably had a hairdresser's tab.
As well.
Yeah.
But now she's gone dark. She's tried to, you know, remove her, even her looks from this circle. So the question is she a victim? Is she, you know, she moved to associate? Was she like a shift manager at McDonald's grooming the next lotter?
Well, the New York Times said she saw herself as a boss. Sarah was really running the organisation, bringing girls and getting them in and out of Palm Beach home. But she grew up in a closed community, so she maybe doesn't know what we know. You know, she wouldn't have had a mainstream education, possibly.
She probably Jehovah's Witness. I'm not quite sure if it was Southern Baptist, I'd be all over what type of education you'd have. You'd probably find public school, but there wouldn't have been an emphasis on her having a career.
Well, yes, because they married her at 17.
17.
So I doubt, well, she would have left her husband and I doubt they thought of her having any career. She's now reinvented herself as an interior designer, but she knows a lot. Obviously, these people are very much lawyered up.
Yes, and I think there would be a hell of a lot of blackmail material on her as well.
Yes. Well, one accuser even claimed it was Kellen and Jelaine that showed me how to please Jeffrey. So I have some empathy for her.
Mm.
You've got to talk through the ethics of the situation. But there was another girl who was integral in all of this. And Jeffrey called her his sex slave, right? Now, she's now a pilot, and her surname is Marchinova, 29. So she worked with him after he said he bought her off her parents from the old Yugoslavia.
Epstein has stated at some stage that he had bought her.
Yes.
So this came out of Epstein's mouth.
Yep.
How flib was he?
So that's, sorry, her first name is Nadia. Now, she reinvented herself as a pilot. She used to call herself the Gulfstream Girl. She said that she was a model. And these days, look, honestly, I think she'd be hard to track down. But for a while on social media, she called herself Global Girl. But, yeah, Epstein had purchased her when she was 15. That was from a journalist, Philip Weiss, in New York Magazine in 2007. Did you have a chance to read that New York Magazine article?
I read some of it, but that's insane. So 2007, this is before the 2008. Epstein really didn't think he was ever going to get pulled up or caught or taken to court or face any charges.
No, but when you're a psychopath like him,
true.
Who knows what goes on in people's heads? But is she a victim rather than an accomplice if she was taken from her parents at 15?
Especially knowing that your parents have handed you over into this situation. Though we don't know what her life was like back in, where was it, Slovakia?
Yeah, the former Yugoslavia.
So we don't know. You have images in your mind that it's a very bleak, struggling, everyone's poor, but it's not necessarily that, depending on whether they were city or country dwellers. So many variables, but
and there was parents, a war, there remember? Was a war. Yep.
So parents selling their daughter off, and they probably didn't think they were selling her, but handing her to a
opportunity
to take on the world and have a rich, wonderful life, and instead. Oh.
Yeah, no, it's pretty disgusting. But what she used to do was she'd give girls $200 if they performed oral sex on her. After Epstein.
Ooh.
Yes. So apparently she was the CEO of an aviation consulting business named Avi Loop.
Ooh, Avi Loop.
Yeah. So there's so many twists and turns in this. And it was so sick. Like, some of these women made careful notes of the girls' thong panties, the shape and colour of the sex toys. Do you know there was a guy whose job it was to clean the sex toys?
Ugh. Oh, but that also implies that there were many sex toys.
And also it implies that there were many people involved. We know that.
Because the more we dig, the more we're finding out about threesomes and foursomes and orgies.
Mm. Oh, God, orgies. Now, interestingly, apparently in January, that second victim, alleged victim of Prince Andrew, is coming out publicly.
Good. Will it be on BBC again, or where's she going?
No, I'm not sure. She's, I think she's one of Lisa Bloom's clients, or Gloria Ulrich, one of her clients, the feminist lawyer, and her daughter. So it will be interesting to see what comes out of that. So someone like Sarah Kellen, she chose the erotic art in his home, from photos to the mural of a woman to the statue of a man with a bow.
So all these former child victims, he sort of pulls into his, you know, firm, so to speak, and one becomes an interior designer. Narnia went off and became a pilot for him. He sort of provides them all with nice little roles to keep them close.
Yes, exactly. Now, I've got another one, Adriana Ross. Now, she was bought from Poland as well.
He likes the Eastern Bloc look, doesn't he?
He does. And she worked as a scheduler in Palm Beach home. So how many schedulers do you need? Sarah Kellen and Adriana Ross, that's two in the Palm Beach home.
And Leslie, which would have overseen all these girls.
Yeah. So Ross is accused of propping up the sex ring. She's accused of having a hand in helping setting up the massages, according to the Daily Mail. Of course, she's claiming the fifth on this one, pleading the fifth. So Ross was accused now. This is a big one. In the 2008 investigation, Ross was accused of taking out three computers from the Palm Beach mansion, which is believed to contain naked photos of his victims. See, that's perverting the course of justice.
That's bad. That is highly complicit in these crimes. She knew what was on those hard drives.
Of course. So unless, even though she came from Poland and she was 16, I'm less compassionate towards her because of that one act.
That one act she – but then again, how many of those photos were of her? Was it blackmail against her?
How many photos? Like, there must be –
Well, he had artwork. He had photos all through the Palm Beach place of naked girls. Some women, mainly naked girls.
Yeah, and they've been named as potential co-conspirators. So I do think that potentially there could be some legal implications for them.
Well, the fact is, the age is straight off. Leslie seems to be – she was an adult stepping into this world.
Yes.
These other girls, well, they weren't. They came – they started in the bottom rung.
And they were taught how to please Jeffrey by people like Ghislaine and Sarah Kellen. And, it's a weird, messed up world. A lot of them would have feared for their safety, don't you think?
They would have feared for their safety, but then as time went on, they would not have known any other life. They would have lost any associations with their former life.
Mm. Yeah, well, as you said, Sarah Kellen's tried to reinvent herself. Mm. And she's changed her name. She's moved to Hawaii.
Dyed her hair so she's not the blonde look Epstein liked.
And she's also married a NASCAR driver, Brian Vickers.
So she's completely away from not just the Epstein lifestyle, but also the lifestyle of her birth family that married her off.
Yeah. So, and the same with Nadia. So she was regular on the Lolita Express.
Mm.
And so was Sarah Kellen. So they went to the island.
So I wonder if these women, as they are now, believe that Epstein saved them or gave them a better life. If we ignore the fact that he's under scrutiny and more victims are coming forward, I wonder what they personally think of Epstein. Was he a saviour or was he Satan?
Well, maybe they've had time to reflect on it now.
Maybe they should come forward now.
I can't see it happening, though.
Well, Epstein's dead, unless someone else has got all that info to blackmail them.
Well, it's all the people behind it, you know, the big players.
All the other people who've been blackmailed by Epstein who'd be sitting there waiting and hoping their name doesn't come forward.
Well, this brings up an interesting point. So last week, one of the victims in the case actually had to say on Twitter that she is not suicidal, but she's in fear of her life because the FBI has told her of a threat to her life.
Really? There's threats?
Yep.
Oh, the poor woman.
And this is Virginia.
And Virginia, we're with you. We're standing by you. That's awful that she's had to go to the extent of on a public social media platform say, I'm all together, I'm fine, I'm not feeling depressed, I'm not suicidal. You know, you guys know, partner, GP, have been informed that she's had to put it out there that if anything happens to her, it won't be at her own hand.
Exactly. And behind that, of course, we have all the doctors. So the girls had to go to doctors. They got their teeth bleached. One of the girls said that she was really depressed to a psychiatrist, and he gave her some lithium and sent her off. So we're not just talking about these core women and men that supported him and propped him up. There's doctors, I'm sure. There's lawyers, obviously.
There'd be lawyers, accountants, chauffeurs, drivers, pilots, cleaners.
Chefs.
Chefs. Well, Virginia's dad was a cleaner at a resort that where he used to frequent.
Yeah, that was Trump's. In Florida.
Florida. So there'd be so many other support staff around, the dentist, even the dentist, you know, secretaries would know.
Yes.
Because of the scheduling setup. How many people know info but haven't come forward? It's time to man up or woman up.
I think they're frightened as well.
The amount of money involved in these people.
But Prince Andrew, I think, is going to bring this all down.
Do you think he's going to chuck a sulky now that he can't have his fairy bread at his birthday party? Do you think he might start naming other people? If I'm going down, the rest of you are?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to know what advice he's getting now.
Or who's, yeah, whether or not the firm stepped in and has closed him down, because that interview was a huge mistake.
Massive mistake. So, I mean, I don't think he can come back into public life, but let's think about it. In January, things are going to be uncomfortable if that second girl comes out.
Second girl comes out. There's still, of course, the rumours that Ghislaine, the pimp, is supposed to be coming forward and speaking in January as well.
I believe it when I see it. I may be proven wrong, but I don't think so.
I think the only way she's going to talk is if she's forced to.
She may be suicided as well, though.
She could be. She might go through a tunnel.
Well, Prince Andrew may as well. I've thought about that.
Oh, I've been watching all the memes. They've been good.
So this is some insight into how Epstein ran his business, and it was a business. It was a corporation.
Basically, he tied up so many loose ends, had his child victims. They got to 17, 18, 19, too old for him now, but instead of letting them loose on the world where they might have spoken to police authorities or someone who actually cared about them, he's kept them in the fold. He's provided them with education. He's provided them with jobs.
Yes.
To keep them in. Plus, obviously, we know there'd been video footage of the girls.
Yes.
So there's a bit of blackmail, but he's given them a life.
Yes.
How do you turn your back on that?
Well, you'd walk into his palatial mansions and think, well, this must be legit. He's got all this money. One of the girls was assaulted in front of a wall of photos with him, with people like Bill Clinton, big players in the world. So that would mess with your head. Is this okay? He's wealthy. He knows the president.
And there's a photo of him with some author and this movie star and that.
So it's pretty true that he made sure that these people lived off him. They were dependent on him.
Once they, you know, had reached the age where he was no longer sexually interested in them, he made sure he found another use for them to keep them close so that they wouldn't go talking. And he'd also successfully had removed them completely from any previous associations, be that family, the foster care system, anyone who cared about these children when he took over their lives. So mm-hmm. he had these adults that he had probably blackmail on. He gave them jobs. He gave them training. Some of them became pilots, you know. There's probably quite a few accountants as well that he's paid for their training. But it's to keep them in the firm so they didn't speak, they didn't talk, and he turned them from victim to associate.
Yeah, brainwashing, I think.
Stockholm syndrome, brainwashing became part of the family. It effectively stopped these victims coming forward because they were no longer victims.
They were young women who'd grown up
in this, and they had become participants because of the roles he gave them to do.
Yes, exactly. And it just added further legitimacy to his business, having all these women work for him.
All these women. He employs women. He's really great. Yes, they're all beautiful women and look sort of similar, but they're all different ages, and they keep turning up with a smile on their face, and he's educating them, and he's supportive, and some of them came from bad backgrounds, and look how good he is. And all it was about making sure those victims didn't go to the authorities.
Well, he was disgusting. The whole thing is full of so many levels of filth. And as I said before, we are just tired of the garbage around this case. There's got to be justice. What's going to happen if there's no justice?
All these poor women who've come forward, they're just going to have their name dragged through the mud again. They're going to be these poor children who are violated again.
This case has changed my worldview.
Definitely.
Especially about justice, because sometimes there is no justice.
Sometimes there can't be justice, especially when he didn't kill himself. Mr. Epstein is dead. Mm. How, for some of the victims, they will feel like they will never get any justice because he is dead.
Well, I suppose they'll go for Ghislaine now.
Good.
Let's hope so. So thank you for listening. We're certainly keeping our eye on this. We're obsessed by it, aren't we?
Well, we're not breaking news. We're trying to filter it and any little scrap of information we can get. It all just, it's forming this beautiful, nice circle. He's wrapped everybody up. But whether or not he was the smarts behind making sure these victims became conspirators, or is that Ghislaine?
Or is it Mossad?
Oh, back to the spies.
There are so many levels on this. I am obsessed by it. Recently I was having dreams with Epstein in it, but
no!
That's what I'm doing now is I'm devoting myself to this because I feel so strongly for those girls. There's such a degree of injustice in this case, and I just hope that we get an outcome.
I just hope that they get Ghislaine. That she's held accountable. Nothing can be done to Epstein now. But hopefully all that money, his fortune that he acquired, if there's any left, that needs to be disseminated in a way that helps these children.
Yeah, exactly, because they were children when this happened. So that's all from us at the moment. We're probably going to take a Christmas break, but if something happens,
it doesn't matter where in the world the two of us are with our travels over Christmas, we will Skype, we will send carrier pigeons with information back and forth if we have to.
Oh, good.
Oh, we're in this.
Yeah, we are, totally. We're devoted to this. We really are, aren't we?
We're a bit obsessed.
But that's what you got to be with this one, and we're not the only ones. There are so many people obsessed with this case. But I want to say happy holidays. I'll be interested to see what 2020 brings us.
Hopefully a few more truth bombs.
Exactly. So thanks again. Have a great day. And we'll speak to you soon. We will be back.
We will be back.
I guarantee that. Bye.